This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually lay the foundation stone of various development projects in Maharashtra worth over 7,600 crore rupees through video conferencing today. The Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of the upgradation of Dr. Baba Saheb Ambedkar International Airport, Nagpur. In addition, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of the new integrated terminal building at Shirdi Airport. Mr. Modi will also launch operationalization of 10 government medical colleges in Maharashtra. In line with his vision to position India as the skill capital of the world, the Prime Minister will also inaugurate the Indian Institute of Skills, Mumbai. President Draupadi Murmu has inaugurated the 8th Foundation Day celebration of the All India Institute of Ayurveda, AIIA, in New Delhi. Union Minister of Ayush Pratap Rao Jadhav and Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena were also present at the event. The Reserve Bank of India today decided to keep the policy repo rate unchanged at 6.5% for the 10th time in a row. Consequently, the standing deposit facility SDF rate remains at 6.25% and the marginal standing facility MSF rate and the bank rate at 6.75%. The RBI has maintained status quo on benchmark interest rate since February 2023. The Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, also decided to change the monetary policy stance to neutral and to remain unambiguously focused on a durable alignment of inflation with the target while supporting growth. These decisions are in consonance with the objective of achieving the medium-term target for Consumer Price Index CPI inflation of 4% within a band of plus or minus 2% while supporting growth. The RBI statement issued today also mentioned that the real gross domestic product GDP registered a growth of 6.7% in the first quarter of the financial year 2024-25, driven by private consumption and investment. MPC met on 7th, 8th and 9th of October. The next meeting of the MPC is scheduled for 4th to 6th December 2024. In the Kashmir Valley, a soldier was reported missing during a counter-terrorist operation in Kazwan forest area of Kokarnag in South Kashmir's Anantnag district. In a social media post, Army said that a joint counter-terrorist operation was launched by Army along with police and other agencies in Kazwan forest area of Kokarnag yesterday on the basis of an intelligence input. It further said the operation continued overnight as one soldier of Territorial Army was reported missing. Meanwhile, massive rescue and search operation is in progress. Further details are awaited. The United Nations Population Fund, UNFPA, has recognized India's extraordinary progress in advancing maternal health and family planning. Honoring India's leadership in maternal health and family planning in New Delhi, Executive Director of UNFPA, Dr. Natalia Kanem, underlined UNFPA's unwavering commitment to partnering with India towards women's health and well-being. Dr. Kanem commended India's monumental efforts in reducing the maternal mortality ratio by an impressive 70% between 2000 and 2020. The World Health Organization, WHO, has declared that this year India has eliminated trachoma as a public health problem. With this, India has become the third country in the Southeast Asian region to achieve this milestone. In Mozambique, voting for general elections will be held today to elect a new president, parliamentarians and provincial governors. More than 17 million registered voters will cast their ballots today. In men's cricket, India will take on Bangladesh in the second T20 international of the three-match series in New Delhi today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Indian time. The Surya Kumar Yadav-led India is leading the series 1-0. In the ICC Women's T20 World Cup, India will face Sri Lanka in their third Group A match this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. Indian time. In another match, South Africa will take on Scotland starting at 3:30 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.